Okay, so you're interested in binaural beats, right?
Right.
And specifically, their potential to boost your memory.
Yeah.
And that's what we're diving into today on this deep dive.
Fantastic.
You've probably heard about binaural beats as a way to maybe improve sleep or focus or relaxation, but can these auditory illusions actually enhance memory?
Yeah, that's a great question.
And to help us unpack that, we're going to be using insights from Dr. David L. Pride.
Okay.
He is a neuroscientist at the BioLife Health Research Center, and he's done some fascinating work on this very topic.
It's a really interesting area.
So we're going to unpack both the promising research and the conflicting findings that make this area so intriguing.
Yeah, and there are definitely both promising research and conflicting findings. It's a very interesting area.
Okay, so back to basics for a moment. What are binaural beats?
So binaural beats are these auditory illusions that are created by playing slightly different frequencies in each ear.
Okay.
And they're a really interesting phenomenon because they exploit the way our brains process sound.
And how is that?
So imagine you're wearing headphones and you hear a 124 hertz tone in your left ear and a 114 hertz tone in your right ear.
Okay, so slightly different.
Yeah, just slightly different. And your brain, being the incredible processor that it is, tries to reconcile these two different frequencies, and as a result, you perceive a third beat, a rhythmic pulsing, at 10 hertz.
At 10 hertz, which is the difference.
Exactly, the difference between the two tones. And here's the thing, this third beat isn't actually present in the sound itself. It's created entirely by your brain's attempt to make sense of the incoming auditory information.
So it's like our brains are filling in the gaps, creating this auditory illusion.
Exactly, and that's a really good way to put it. And this ties into the concept of brainwave entrainment.
Okay. And what is brainwave entrainment?
So brainwave entrainment is the idea that external stimuli, like these binaural beats, can actually influence our brainwave patterns.
Now that's what I call a brain teaser. So how does this entrainment supposedly work, and what kind of impact can it have?
Well, think of your brainwaves like different gears in a car, each associated with a different mental state. You've got delta waves associated with deep sleep. Then you've got theta waves present during drowsiness or meditation.
Okay.
You've got alpha waves linked to relaxation, beta waves for active thinking, and then gamma waves associated with higher level cognitive processing and even bursts of insight.
Okay, so a whole range of them, and we can tell what somebody's sort of doing or what their brain state is by measuring those brain waves.
Exactly. And that's what's so fascinating about brainwave entrainment is that by using binaural beats at specific frequencies, we might be able to nudge our brains towards these different gears, so to speak.
So we can kind of tap into different mental states using these sounds.
Exactly. And that's where the potential link to memory enhancement comes in.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So Dr. Preet's research highlights some studies that suggest binaural beats in certain frequency ranges could improve memory performance.
Can you give me an example?
Absolutely. There was a study that found a boost in long-term memory with beta frequency binaural beats.
Okay, and that's one of the ones that you mentioned earlier that I was particularly intrigued by.
Yes, that study used binaural beats around 20 hertz, which falls within the beta frequency range.
Okay.
And participants who listened to these beats showed improvements in a free recall memory task, suggesting a potential positive impact on their ability to store and retrieve information over time.
Okay, so there is some evidence to suggest that it can be beneficial for long-term memory.
That's right.
Now, if I remember correctly, there was another study that focused on gamma frequency binaural beats, right?
Yes, that's right. This study looked at gamma frequency beats around 40 hertz and found improvements in verbal working memory.
And remind me, what is verbal working memory?
Verbal working memory is our ability to hold and manipulate information in our minds for short periods of time.
Like remembering a phone number that somebody just told you?
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
And given that gamma waves are associated with higher level cognitive functions, this finding further supports the idea that specific sound frequencies could target different aspects of memory.
So different frequencies, different benefits potentially.
Right, it seems that way.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the research is a bit of a mixed bag.
Yes, it's true.
So what are some of the challenges or inconsistencies that researchers have encountered?
Well, one of the key issues is that while some studies show these promising results, others don't.
Okay.
A recent systematic review that analyzed a large body of research on binaural beats found a wide range of outcomes. Some studies supported brainwave entrainment and positive cognitive effects.
As we've been talking about.
Right. But others found no significant impact or even negative effects.
Negative effects.
Yeah, it's really quite a range.
Why are the results so varied? What are some of the factors at play here?
Well, there are a lot of factors that could be influencing the effectiveness of binaural beats. And Dr. Preed has really shed some light on some of them.
And what are some of those?
Well, one important factor is the specific frequency used. As we've seen, different frequencies seem to target different brainwave states and cognitive processes. So it's likely that some frequencies might be more effective for memory enhancement than others.
So it's not just about listening to any binaural beat. It's about finding the right frequency for the desired effect.
Exactly. And we can't discount the impact of individual differences.
Of course.
Everyone's brain is unique and people respond to stimuli in different ways. So what works wonders for one person might have no effect or even a negative effect on another.
That makes a lot of sense. So if I'm thinking of trying out binaural beats, I need to keep in mind that my experience might be totally different from someone else's.
Exactly. You could have a very different experience.
Are there other factors I should be aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. The duration of exposure to binaural beats is also crucial.
Okay, how so?
Well, some studies have used listening sessions of just a few minutes.
Okay.
While others have involved longer exposures, even up to an hour or more.
Oh, wow.
So it's possible that the length of time spent listening to binaural beats could influence their effectiveness.
So how long should I listen for? Is there a magic number?
Unfortunately, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. More research is needed to determine the optimal duration for different frequencies and cognitive goals.
Okay, so we need to find out more about the specifics there.
Yeah, exactly.
Another factor to consider, I imagine, is the type of memory task, right?
Yes. Definitely, binaural beats might affect different types of memory differently. So the results of a study focusing on, say, visual memory might not be directly applicable to someone trying to improve their ability to remember names or facts.
So again, the more specific we can get, the better.
Yes, specificity is key.
This is all starting to sound very complex. Is there a risk of oversimplifying things when we talk about binaural beats as a potential brain hack?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. It's crucial to remember that binaural beats are not a magic bullet.
Okay.
Dr. Preed himself emphasizes this, viewing them as one potential tool in the cognitive toolbox, not a cure-all for memory problems.
So it's more about incorporating them into a holistic approach to cognitive health,
right?
Rather than relying on them as a standalone solution.
Exactly. Binaural beats should be considered a complementary approach alongside other evidence-based strategies for improving memory.
So things like?
Things like getting enough sleep, engaging in regular physical activity, and practicing mindfulness techniques.
All that good stuff.
Exactly. All the things that we know are good for our brains.
Okay, so those are all important to keep in mind. But let's be honest, the idea of using sound to potentially boost memory is still fascinating.
Oh, absolutely.
So if I were interested in experimenting with binaural beats, what practical advice would you give me based on Dr. Preed's insights?
Well, first and foremost, I'd emphasize the importance of approaching this with realistic expectations.
Okay.
Don't expect miracles overnight. Binaural beats are not a quick fix.
So manage expectations and view this as a long-term exploration rather than a short-term solution.
Exactly.
What else should I keep in mind?
Safety is paramount for most people. Binaural beats are generally considered safe.
However, if you have a history of seizures or any neurological conditions, it's crucial to consult your doctor before trying them.
Good point. It's always better to err on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
What about the practical aspects of listening to binaural beats? Is there anything specific I should be doing to maximize their potential effectiveness?
Yes, there are a few key things to consider.
Okay, like what?
First, you'll need good quality stereo headphones.
Okay.
Regular speakers won't cut it because binaural beats rely on delivering slightly different frequencies to each ear, creating that auditory illusion in the brain.
So I need headphones to ensure that each ear gets the right frequency. Makes sense. What about choosing the right frequencies?
Well, since individual responses can vary, Dr. Preed encourages experimentation.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to try different frequencies and durations to see what feels best for you. There are numerous online resources and apps that offer a wide variety of binaural beat tracks.
Oh, cool.
So you can explore and find what resonates with you.
It sounds like it's about personalizing the experience and paying attention to how your brain responds to different frequencies. Any final words of wisdom before we wrap up this part of our deep dive?
Just remember that the research on binaural beats is still evolving. What we know today might change tomorrow. As scientists delve deeper into the complexities of the brain, it's an exciting field and there's much more to discover.
That's a great reminder that this is an ongoing journey of exploration. We've covered a lot of ground here, but we're not done yet. Coming up after the break, We'll dive into some more specific findings from Dr. Preed's research, including a rather surprising discovery about theta-frequency binaural beats that challenges some common assumptions about how these sound waves affect the brain.
So some of the research findings in this area might surprise you.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, one of the most interesting and maybe unexpected findings from Dr. Preed's work involves theta-frequency binaural beats.
Okay.
So those around 5 hertz, you might assume, based on what we discussed about brainwave entrainment, that stimulating the brain with these frequencies would either have no impact on memory.
Okay.
Or perhaps even enhance certain types of memory formation, given the role of theta waves in sleep and memory consolidation.
Yeah, that seems logical, because I know that when we're sleeping, that's when our brain is really, you know, processing and storing information.
Right, exactly. And theta waves are very much involved in that process.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. In one of Dr. Preed's studies, theta frequency binaural beats actually decreased memory performance.
Oh, wow. So it had like a negative effect.
It did in this particular study, which is really interesting because it challenges our assumptions about how these sound waves affect the brain.
So if theta waves are involved in memory consolidation, why would stimulating them with binaural beats have a negative effect?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
And it just goes to show how complex the brain is and how much more research we need to do to fully understand how different brainwave frequencies interact with various cognitive processes.
It's not as simple as just turning a dial, right?
Exactly. It's not a simple equation.
Yeah.
There are so many variables at play.
And so many nuances.
Exactly. And this brings us back to Dr. Preed's emphasis on viewing binaural beats as one tool among many.
Right.
Not a magic bullet.
Not a quick fix.
Right. And it also brings us back to that intriguing concept of personalized sound recipes that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I love that idea of personalized sound recipes. So tell me more about that.
Well, imagine a world where we could analyze an individual's unique brainwave patterns and then create tailored binaural beat tracks designed to enhance specific cognitive functions.
Wow. So it's like customized brainwave entrainment.
Exactly. Like personalized medicine, but for the brain.
I love it.
For example, someone struggling with focus might benefit from a sound recipe that combines beta frequencies to promote alertness with alpha frequencies to reduce anxiety, creating a balanced mental state that's conducive to concentration.
So you're kind of fine-tuning the recipe based on the individual's needs.
Precisely. And what about using these sound recipes to target specific types of memory?
Ooh, yeah. Tell me about that.
Imagine a sound recipe for improving verbal recall. That incorporates gamma frequencies known to enhance working memory, along with other frequencies, specifically chosen to boost the encoding and retrieval of language-based information.
It's almost like composing a symphony for the brain.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And while this technology is still in its early stages, Dr. Preed's vision for personalized sound recipes highlights the immense potential of sound to influence our cognitive abilities in really profound ways.
It's exciting to think about what the future holds for this kind of research, what other discoveries await us.
It really is. And speaking of discoveries, let's bring it back to the present for our listeners who are intrigued by what we've discussed and might be considering experimenting with binaural beats. What are the key takeaways you want them to remember?
Yeah, what should people keep in mind?
Well, firstly, remember that binaural beats are not a quick fix or a replacement for other healthy lifestyle choices that support cognitive function.
So it's not an excuse to skip your workout or skimp on sleep.
Exactly. Those are still crucial for a healthy brain. Think of binaural beats as a complementary tool that might enhance your overall efforts to improve your memory and mental well-being.
So they're part of a bigger picture.
Right, exactly. Secondly, approach binaural beats with an open mind and realistic expectations. The research is still evolving and individual responses vary.
Right. What works for one person might not work for another.
Exactly. So be patient and don't get discouraged if you don't see immediate results. And lastly, remember that the journey of exploring our brain's potential is ongoing. There's always more to learn and discover.
It's about embracing the process of exploration and discovery.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to delve deeper into this fascinating world of sound and its influence on our minds.
Well said. You've given our listeners a lot to think about. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the fascinating world of binaural beats and memory to our listener. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of sound and its potential to shape our minds. We hope you found it as intriguing as we did. Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
Talking about binaural beats and memory,
mm-hmm.
and going from the basics, you know, all the way to some of the exciting research, and then back to, you know, some of the challenges and complexities and the need for more research.
Yeah, it's a fascinating area.
So much more to learn.
Definitely.
As we wrap up here, I want our listeners to, you know, not only walk away with information, but also this kind of sense of wonder about the possibilities.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, because the idea that we might be able to use sound to enhance our cognitive abilities is just incredible.
It is. It's pretty mind-blowing.
To unlock these new levels of mental performance, it's really exciting.
Yeah, so maybe as you go about your day today, you'll hear the sounds around you a bit differently.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'll notice the hum of the refrigerator or the rain tapping on the window and think about the power of sound to influence our minds.
And you know, who knows, maybe one day we'll all be walking around with our personalized soundtracks for optimal brain function, just like Dr. Preet envisioned.
That would be amazing.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Well, until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and
keep listening.
Keep listening to our podcast, too.
Of course.
But to our listener, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into this world of binaural beats and memory.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time.